Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate, your go-to show for all things in real estate. I'm your host, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And together, we are here to guide you through this sometimes confusing, but always exciting world of home buying.
Sometimes confusing is right, but it's definitely always exciting. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking for your next dream home, we've got you covered. So today's episode is all about the home buying process.
That's right. From getting pre-approved for a loan to closing the deal, we're going to break it all down for you step by step. So grab some hot cocoa, sit back, and let's get started.
So I have to share something with you. This week was the first time that I've had hot cocoa with a stick of peppermint in it, something Tiffany made up in the office. And I got to tell you, when she turned her back, I pitched the peppermint stick. It was not working out for me at all.
Oh my God, that sucks.
So just to remind everyone, this is a live call-in show, and you can reach us today at 772-221-1100. Again, that number is 772-221-1100. And just to tell you a little bit about us before we get into the show, we are with Treasure Coast Realty Group, a boutique brokerage located in downtown Fort Pierce, right here on the Treasure Coast. So Tiffany, where does someone even begin when they decide that they're ready to buy a home? Let's get into that.
Definitely. So the first step is gathering all of your documents. Mm-hmm. I usually suggest that you create a folder, either digital or physical, and you'll call it something like My New Home. Yeah. And here you can put in everything relating to your new home purchase, like your proof of income. You normally have to show that you've been in the same field for, 2 years if you're getting a loan. Maybe your W-2s, 2 years of tax returns, bank statements, and pay stubs. And then the next step is assessing your finances. Right. And that just means that taking a good hard look at your credit score and possibly saving up for a down payment if you don't have any savings, and then figuring out how much house you can afford.
Yeah, I like the idea about putting together a packet or something. You said it, you call it a My New Home packet.
Yeah.
containing all of your tax forms and bank statements, pay stubs, because those are all things that are definitely need it when you're in the home buying process. They're going to request that information from you. Mm-hmm. And it'll be good to have it together so you're all set to go when the time comes. A lot of people don't realize just how important the credit score is when you get into buying a home. If it's too low, it can mean higher interest rates, and higher interest rates basically impact the cost of the loan and the actual mortgage amount that you're going to pay monthly. Or even it can become part of the process where you're denied a loan altogether because there's some things on the credit report that are there that maybe you didn't know about until you had a chance to peep at it. So, Tiffany, is there a way for buyers to look at their own credit report and see what's on there before someone tells them?
Absolutely. Definitely pull your own credit report in advance. If a quick way is using a service like Credit Karma or Experian or something like that. But better than that, you can get your free credit report once a year from all three credit reporting agencies. And you can find that at annualcreditreport.com.
Okay.
And there you can see what's being reported on your credit and make any necessary repairs or changes as needed. Because they don't really give you your score unless you purchase it, but you will see what's on the report. And a good rule of thumb in terms of the credit score is to aim for at least a score of 620, even though higher is better.
Yeah, that's a good entry point on applying for a home loan. 620 is going to get you through the door of most programs when you're coming in to purchase and help you get to a point where you're going to be able to get a decent loan of value. Mm-hmm. Those are all great points you mentioned. And don't forget about the down payment. Of course, that's included. That's something, that's a horse of a whole different caliber. And depending on the type of loan you need, that could run anywhere from 3 to maybe 20% of the home's total purchase price.
Yeah.
So the next step is to get pre-approved for a mortgage,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like having the golden ticket. Once you go on the show and you sing and somebody walks over to the buzzer and all this ticker tape and other things start falling from the sky. But what it shows sellers is that you're serious, and it helps you know exactly how much home you can afford, because now you've got everything you need to walk in the door and be able to make an educated purchase, knowing that if all the right things are perfectly aligned, that you're gonna, at the end of the process, walk away with the keys to the house.
Yeah.
Right? Is that right?
Also, yeah, right. Okay. Also, if you're paying cash, then you'd need a letter from your banking institution showing proof of funds for mm-hmm. the full purchase price of the home. But plus, being pre-approved can help you prevent heartbreak. You know, there's nothing worse than falling in love with a home and then realizing that you can't afford it.
Yeah, been there and done that, of course, with a client and heartbreak. So, you know, let's talk about, you know, choosing the right type of loan.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many programs out there for loans. You can get it to a conventional loan. Mm-hmm. You can get it to FHA loans. There are VA loans. Mm-hmm. The list just goes on and on of potential loans that are out there to help buyers. But you have to look around, because, you know, one doesn't fit the bill, then there are others that might. And that amount of money that we talked about, from the 3 to the 20%, the type of loan could help impact the amount of money that you'll need to come up with.
Yeah, like an entrepreneur loan.
Yeah, those as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and those are designed for folks who are
self-employed. Yeah.
So much out there.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to bring a specialist on, someone that really
talk about
can
some of
get
programs.
Into the programs.
Oh yeah, one size does not fit all when it comes to getting a loan for a home purchase.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good information to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a good idea to shop around for your loan to find the best fit for your situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can talk to multiple lenders within the first 14 days without it really affecting your credit. Yeah.
So you're going to have multiple people that you talk to, all related to the same industry.
Absolutely. In the same industry.
Yes. And a lot of home buyers don't know that. If you're talking to multiple people in the same industry, you're not going to get hit for a credit pull every time.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you do that within that 14-day window,
mm-hmm.
and then that won't count as multiple pulls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, almost forgot to mention, and this got right by me with the holidays being here, Rob. We didn't get a chance to talk about the plug-ins. Yeah. For those of you who are dedicated and, you know, steadfast listeners, we have this weekly debate about fresh baked cookies or plug-in cookies or whatever it is that Tiffany does with the plug-in thing. So she went out this week, and to prove a point, this just goes to show you how she digs into mm-hmm. saying, she went out and bought a candle. What is it called?
It's called Mary Cookie.
Mary Cookie.
It smells like Christmas and baked cookies.
Okay, so I want you to close your eyes just quickly.
No,
we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it.
No, yeah. I brought him a candle. I'm like, oh my God, you have to smell this. I didn't say anything. And he's like, hold on, what is this? This smells like cookies. You know, yeah. Did you not think it smelled? We didn't burn it yet, so that's going to be the litmus test. The jury's still out.
Yeah, and then the pine kicked in. So
yeah, it's like a
confusing
pine.
For me.
I'm gonna light it. Yeah. We're lighting it in the office.
Okay,
this week
I got stuck there. I was doing okay with the cookie smell, but when the pine kicked in, it was a hard no for me.
You're okay, fine. Yeah. Let's see what happens when we light it up.
So what are your Christmas plans? What are you doing?
I don't know yet. It's still unfolding.
Mm. How's the tree?
The tree is good.
Okay. Well, anything under it?
The tree skirt.
Okay.
That's still unfolding too.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going to stop this part of the conversation. Get back to business.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, so once you got your finances in order, it's then time to think about building your team.
Mm-hmm.
And your team is going to be your mortgage broker, the mm-hmm. person who's bringing in the money,
mm-hmm.
the home inspector who's going to come in and do everything that they're supposed to do to see what the integrity is of the home that you're purchasing, Of course, you're going to need to get insurance. So you start bringing in an insurance agent as well, start working with someone. And the closing agent who's going to be handling the transaction.
Or a closing attorney.
Or an attorney. Mm-hmm. If your preference is to use an attorney versus the title company, that's fine. But the coach of your team is going to be your realtor. And the realtor is the one who's calling the plays, the audibles, and making sure that everybody's moving in the same direction to get to the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think maybe a good real estate professional is so important.
Yeah, definitely. Working with a good real estate professional can make the entire process smoother, you know?
Yep, great.
You know, we have market knowledge, access mm-hmm. to listings, and negotiation skills that can definitely help save you time and money.
Yeah, that's important.
For sure.
And one of the first steps when working with a realtor is signing a buyer broker agreement.
Yeah.
So what the buyer broker agreement is, this formalizes the relationship and ensures that your agent is working in your best interest. And it also discusses some parts of the compensation.
For sure.
And that's a very important document to make sure you have right out the gate so everybody's committed to each other. And
yeah.
as a seller, you know, you have a role that you're going to play as well as a seller that there's going to be some things asked of you along the process to make sure that you're contributing to the end game.
Yeah, but and back to the buyer broker agreements,
mm-hmm.
you know, right now that these are actually mandatory when you're working
right.
with a realtor. You know, it must be signed prior to even going out and viewing a property.
Exactly.
So those of you that have been out of the buying market for a while,
4 minutes,
you probably wonder why you're realtor wants you to sign an agreement to work mm-hmm. with them. You know, gone are the days where you just hop in the car and say, okay, I want to see that house. And now we have to sit down and say, hey, this is our contract. This is my contract to work with you as a buyer. And I mean, it might be a hard pill for a lot of people to swallow,
yeah.
but it outlines what you can expect from your agent and what they expect from you as a client.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way to set clear expectations from the start.
From the very beginning.
Yeah.
And this was brought about, started back in August, I think 14th, but this is going to be a good move for both sides and
mm-hmm.
just want to make sure everybody's aware that that's an important step in the process.
Yeah,
plus,
for sure.
You know, having a dedicated professional, you know, standing by your side means that you're not going to have to navigate this complex process alone. And it gets complex as
yeah,
you start moving into things. They'll guide you from the start to the finish. They'll be there to answer any questions and advocate for you if something comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And the process is the same even if you're purchasing a new construction home.
Yeah.
You know, having an agent to represent you is also important. And this is, you're going to see that this happens a lot where you go into a new development
mm-hmm.
and there's this plethora of new homes in a model center and 7 or 8 different models, and you walk in the door and the first thing you're greeted with is a smile that says, hey, glad you're here. Would you like some water? And by the way, if you could just write your name and your number down, we'd love to have you do that and we can get you started. But what that actually does is once you come in and if you're looking for a home and you're not represented, at that time, you have to say that you have a realtor that you work with, because if you don't mention that, once they get your information and it's not documented that you're working with a realtor, at that point along that you're on your own. And if you were to have anything that happened along that process in buying that home from a development, you have no representation. You're going to go at it alone. And no one's going to be able to speak up for you. Because,
advocate on your behalf.
Yeah, you didn't walk in the door and say, I have somebody.
Yeah.
And so that's very important. I just wanted to point it out so that you know that the water you'll get whether you have a realtor or not, but you want to make sure that you're bringing that up. So, in the event that something goes south along the way, somebody's going to knock on the door and stand up for you on your behalf and get you what you deserve. And that's the reason that you're making this purchase.
For sure,
to get
for
what
sure.
you want, right?
Yeah, definitely. So just make sure that you do your homework and choose an agent that you trust and feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be afraid to interview a few, especially now that
good,
you,
right?
Yeah, especially now that the buyer broker agreements are in play.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big decision.
It definitely is.
Because, I mean, you're bound to them for a period.
You're bound to them until you get the keys.
I mean, unless you cancel.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. She's always got that out. Yeah. Hey, folks, today, if you with us today, our listening audience, we're discussing the home buying process. And remember, this
from
is
a buyer's perspective.
From a buyer's perspective. Mm-hmm. And remember, this is the live call-in. You can reach us today at 772-221-1100. Again, that number is 772-221-1100. And let us know if you're going through the home buying process right now. Yeah. Or if you can share some tips or have any questions on the home buying process that you'd like us to address for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's get into finding your dream home. And once you're pre-approved, the next step is now you've got that all set, pre-approvals in place,
mm-hmm.
and you have a realtor in your team.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for the fun part,
mm-hmm.
and that's the house hunting. This is the part.
Ooh.
Okay, is this when you like load all the kids up and you pack the cooler and bottles of water and you map it all out, or are we there yet? Or?
We're not there yet.
Okay. Well, get it ready because it's coming. So mm-hmm. how do buyers avoid, Tiffany, getting overwhelmed?
I feel that the first thing that should be done is it's key to make a list of your must-haves,
mm-hmm.
your nice-to-haves, your I want it, or maybe, yeah. you know, just have a list and think about things like the location, the size, and the features that are non-negotiable,
right.
not just the things that, you know,
the,
you
got to have them.
Yeah, it's just things that are non-negotiable
yeah.
for you. And now, of course, you already know how much house you can afford,
mm-hmm.
so it has to fit into that parameter.
Totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't forget to think long term. That's so important when you're buying a house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you planning to start a family is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need room for a home office? Are you going into something that's going to require you to work from the house,
mm-hmm.
some type of change of life? And it's important to future proof your purchase. So
for sure,
get a couple of years into it. You know, you're still in a good place in a house without having to start over and do this all over again.
Yeah, yeah. Purchasing a home is an emotional process.
It is emotional.
But you still have to, you know, use the logic as well, because it's one of the largest purchases
yeah.
that some people may make in their life, you know?
Yeah, so emotional though.
Yeah.
It's a lot, I don't know if it's a lot more emotional, if it's more emotional than logical, but.
I mean.
Yeah. It's a need though.
Yeah. Well, another tip that I can give is to don't judge the home by the photos online.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes a house looks better when you visit it in person, or worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so make sure if you can, you know, go see the home in person,
mm-hmm.
walk around and feel how you feel in it, and just see if it's right for you.
Yeah, in today's world, with everything's online, and you know, you've got social media and other sites and platforms
mm-hmm.
to make it so instant and right in front of you, nothing takes the place of a real look and see, especially when you're buying a home.
Yeah,
right?
There's
sure. little things that might get left out, or
you know, sometimes people are, you know, long distance and they really
yeah.
like, okay, I
in
need
those
this.
Cases,
in those
I can
cases,
see
it's
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have your realtor walk
right.
through and, you know, do a Zoom.
Yeah. And there you go.
There's, or video.
There's
FaceTime,
another opportunity
something.
Of why,
yeah.
to mention why you should have somebody
yeah.
on your side, you know,
mm-hmm.
going out, making sure that they're doing the heavy lifting for you. And don't skip the open houses. You
yeah.
know, they're a great way to get a feel of the market and kind of compare different options that you might be thinking about or considering.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you can get a chance to meet me or a realtor like me. Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay,
you'll
Luke.
Know the difference when you come to the there's going to be real cookies, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to go out the other way.
Okay, shameless plug, Luke.
I know.
But seriously, having a good realtor is essential. So they can help you navigate the market, negotiate
mm-hmm.
offers, and find hidden gems. You know, you don't want to go at it alone.
Yeah.
And I know some people do want to go at it alone. So
yeah.
it's decision.
Yes, decision.
Are you,
for
if
sure.
someone's able to negotiate on, you know, for themselves, then that's one thing. But
something to be thought about, right?
Yeah.
So once you find the perfect home, now it's time to make an offer. And Tiffany, what best strategy would you recommend for putting together, you know, a strong offer that's going to stand the test of time and get your yes?
Yeah,
more than anything else?
For sure. You should start by working with your realtor to determine the home's market value.
Mm-hmm.
And they can compare the home that you're looking to purchase with similar homes that recently sold in the area that you're buying in. And that's what we call comps or comparable market analysis.
Right.
You know, you don't want to overpay,
not
but you
all.
Also need to be competitive, especially if we were in a seller's market. You know, you want to know exactly what things are selling for, what's, you know, the price per square foot, what just sold in the community, and where that house is placed, and if it's competitively placed.
Yeah, we
so you can come in with
that.
A strong offer.
Yeah, we talked about that on two shows ago, that we're kind of flatlined now on the market. So now this is a chance and the time where you can negotiate. You
know, for sure.
We're not in a seller's market. We're not in a buyer's market. We're in a market where you can negotiate prices. You've got high interest rates and you've got lower pricing. So everybody's now able to sit at the table with both hands on the table and go back and forth until you come with a decision on what's going to take place. So that's a good point. So your realtor will help you decide on a fair price, and they'll also include some contingencies if needed, like financing or maybe an inspection to protect your interest.
Definitely. And don't be afraid to negotiate, like Luke just alluded to. Sometimes sellers are willing to cover closing costs or make repairs if you ask. It's all about finding a win-win situation.
Yeah. Your first offer, if it's not accepted, don't get discouraged. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so important, because when you put it out there, you don't know what's going to come back. Stay flexible. And then most of all, work with your realtor to come up with a counter offer if needed.
Yeah.
But if you really love the home that you're looking at, figure out how you're going to get into it, and then take the next step and go back in there again and start over and come back with a price. And as long as you've got some active negotiations going back and forth, you're still in the game.
Yeah.
That's important to know.
So, it's all a part of the process.
Yeah, don't give up on the first shot.
Yeah. The key is to stay patient and to keep your end goal in mind, which your end goal is getting the home that you love at a price that you can afford.
Bingo.
And also, if there's a homeowners association that requires an application and approval, you should apply as soon as possible, because sometimes HOA approvals can
take upward of
30 days. Yeah.
And longer.
And if your closing is within 30 to 45 days, this can mean that you'll be cutting it pretty close. So that brings me to a key point, that it's so important to keep your eyes on the deadlines. Like,
good
know
point.
Your dates.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that can put you in a position where you possibly can lose your deposit if you're not watching the dates. And
so,
I mean, that's, you know, I'm plugging realtors again, but that's where, if you're working with a great realtor, they'll keep abreast of the dates and the deadlines and keep you posted along the way.
That's a good point to make, because a lot of people don't usually start putting everything together until after they've gone through that due diligence or that inspection period. And then they start the clock. But the clock started the day you signed the contract and said, if you're going to have a 30-day close, it's 30 days from the day you sign, not 30 days from the day you say, okay,
I'm good. The inspection is fine. No, just have to
keep
those
dates
in mind.
Glad you brought that up. So so now you've made an offer and it's been accepted. So now what? Let's get into that part.
Well, after you're under contract, congratulations.
Okay, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. now, don't make any changes to your employment. Like, don't quit your job
don't
or
buy
do
a new
anything.
Car.
No, that
not
will.
Yet.
Nothing that will affect the loan going forward. You know, you're not done until you close and move into your home. So if you lose
then
your
you
job,
can buy a new car.
Yeah. If you lose your job or get a pay cut, or if you're looking to change employers, contact your lender, you know, speak with them. Changes like this may affect your eligibility to qualify for the loan.
Yeah, that's important on a serious note. No changes financially, spending or anything else. So next comes the home inspection, and this is your chance to uncover any potential issues with the property. And I always tell my clients, don't skip the inspection. It's worth the money to avoid nasty surprise later down the road.
Absolutely. You know, if the inspection uncovers major problems, you can always negotiate repairs. Or, I mean, if it worse comes to worse, you can back out of the deal at that point because you're in the inspection period.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be paying for this out of pocket, whether you purchase the home or not. But it's important to know what you're getting into.
Yep. And once the inspection is done, now it's time to finalize your financing. Your lender will order an appraisal to make sure the home's value matches the purchase price.
Yeah.
And then you're set to go.
Yeah. And don't forget about the homeowner's insurance. It's required before
Got
you can close.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, and a seller is expected to deliver a free and clear title to you. So purchasing an owner's title policy ensures this, and it runs with you as long as you own the property, yep, with only that one-time payment at purchase. And yours this forever. Is done through your closing agent.
Yeah.
Listen, pro tip, like, review the closing disclosure carefully when you get it. It outlines all of the costs involved, so there are no surprises. And this is usually delivered to you at least 3 days prior to the closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the Truth in Lending Act. It gives you all the breakdown and details on both sides.
Yes, definitely. So don't just say, okay, you know, fine. Review the numbers and make sure that it's what you spoke to your lender about.
Yep. So finally, there's the closing process. And this is going to be the final step where all the paperwork is signed, including the mortgage documents and the title transfer. And you can also pay for your closing costs, which include loan fees, taxes, and other expenses. Once everything is complete, the keys officially became yours. And you know, I was looking for some keys to bring, but you know, now it's just remote start. So I don't have anything to jingle.
And that's it. You're officially a homeowner. Time to celebrate.
Yeah. So let's do a recap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's recap. So here are the main steps in the home buying process. The first is preparing to buy. You know, I recommend if you can, if you're thinking of buying next year, start now. Plan ahead to ensure that all things are in play. Like, you want to pay down some debt, make sure you have at least 2 years on the job, fix your credit, and save for a down payment, you know? Yep.
Second is getting pre-approved with the lender. This is going to tell you just how much money your house can buy.
How much house you can buy, for sure.
How much house you can buy.
Yeah.
Okay, right?
Definitely. And then you sign the buyer broker agreement that protects you and your realtor.
Yep. And what about making an offer and negotiate?
Definitely. That's next.
Don't be afraid to counter back if the seller counters.
And do the inspection.
Yeah, that's important.
Yes.
Hey, don't skip this step. Is next thing that you need to do to get to know the home and the payment.
Definitely. And apply to the HOA, if applicable, and purchase your homeowner's insurance policy. And then finally, the closing process. Review the ALTA and take your next. You can do what? Take your photos with your agent.
Yep.
Like, you know,
you can say yes to the address.
Yeah, you can hold up your I just bought sign.
Yep. So it might seem overwhelming, but with the right preparation and team, it's absolutely doable. And don't forget, we're here to help.
That's right. Thanks for tuning in, everyone, and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate.
So
everything to me.
lift your voice real loud and say,